down in the gut bucket. And coming with a pretty potent plum in the person of Erskine Screech Man Hawkins, how are you tonight, Ursk?
Fine, honey. But say, did you call me Ursk?
Oh, don't you like to be called Ursk? Ursk?
No, that sounds like a bicycle pump with a leaky valve.
Well, blow me down.
Blow you down?
Yeah.
What did I look like, a hurricane?
Getting back to this jurisdiction, what are you going to lay on the guys, Ursk?
I like to open the proceeding with, let's go home.
Well, begin at the beginning. Erskine Hawkins. And now we turn to the female department and stare her straight in my face. And my, is the lady in question the blister sister, Rosetta Tharpe. Sister, I bet the boys are just dying to hear your song out there.
Could be.
And I bet you just rang to give out with a little something, aren't you?
Could be.
Well, I'm just rang to go myself, sister. How about a date?
Couldn't be, couldn't be.
Well, what have you got for the fighting men, sister?
Sin is to blame.
Well, let it happen to us.
Somewhere in prison, a man, he dwells. Sin is to blame. Sin is to blame. Badly a woe, his story he tells. Sin is to blame for it all. I know sin is to blame for all sorrow. Sin is to blame for all woe. Heartbreaking pain. Hope that are they. Sin is to blame for it all.
We have with us tonight a digit manipulator of no mean merit, an ivory hickey who rings the bell on every keyboard he squats at. Yes, it's Gene Rogers. He's approaching the piano. He parks his carcass. He whips his wrist into a hasty sling, adjusts his sights, and with the help of Hawkins, makes with Limehouse Blues. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Men, you're about to be persuaded by the very fine tenor pipes of Jimmy Mitchell, than whom there ain't no Van Hoomer. What are you going to knock out, James?
Well, Ernest would like to knock out now one of the current pop tunes and bands. It's Don't Cry Baby.
Oh, give it a ride, Jimmy. Give it a ride. Tell me, how did you learn to play such high notes?
Well, for years, I've been chewing lemons and eating alum and whistling up Central Avenue.
Well, what are you going to blow out on the horn now?
I like to play the Jubilee Hop, but I want to do it for the mob at ADAC, Rocky, Duke, Spooky, Pogowski, Knife, Slick, and Onion. Let's go, boys.
Yeah. thank you. While I'm spouting and spumming into this microphone, I'd like to say thanks to Private M.J. Bickman and the gang at 923. We know the GI's over your... We are doing a bang-up job, so catch the jive you asked for is going to jump your way pronto. And now for all the many requests that have come in for a little digit work, we're going to oblige you with Phil Moore, reminiscing at the piano, at the spinet, rather. A little number, you know, when you just turn down the light. Thank you, Phil Moore. And now, Erskine, what's the news about the Winder Upper?
Well, Lonnie, we got a tune here that I've been playing since I was knee-high to a Harmon knee. It's one I like to dedicate to Private Isaac Beasley and the gang at 83rd Station Hospital, APO 942. The section spots are called Tuxedo Junction.
We all ears in the yard, bird wide, Erskine, proceed.
Tuxedo! Chuck Beater! Do you hear me talking to you? Well, I'll read. Well, I'll root. Well, I'll roll. Well, I'll ride then.
Well, men, as the label said to the bottle, we're stuck on you now, but we've got to get off sometime. The Andante has copped a sneak. The acapella has tiptoed out of this jurisdiction. Have you a phrase you'd like to come face to face with, Erskine?
Yes, honey. Me and the folks here who have been doing this jubilee for 46 weeks want you to know they overjoyed with response from you cats. And they want you to know your request will be answered as quick as prophets Jack and Kim can lead dove. Incidentally, that goes for me and the boys, too. So make a date and latch on to the Jubilee every week. Won't you? So long for now.
Thanks, Erskine Hawkins. A true cat's blessing was never graduated. Meantime, as long as the headlines over here keep screaming, United Nations gain on all fronts, I'll be around screaming, this is your fat boyfriend, Ernie Whitman. Beating up his choppers for fifth of those ever thought, Jimmy Mitchell, Gene Rogers, the one and only Erskine Hawkins, and many, many others. Plant you now and dig you later. So long and good luck.
You've been dotted and ditted this early dim under the solid jasperacity of the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.
I'm sorry.